and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I get emails from people that say, I really like Thursdays, and Trish is there.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
Isn't that nice? Somebody's been using my microphone, and there we go. There we go. We just had all the bands off it. There, you know, just falling down and hitting me on the face. Good morning there, Trish. How are you?
I'm doing marvelously well.
Today
thank
is
you.
The 18th, I'm sorry, the 16th of July. 7 after 7. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It appears that the stream is down right now. So,
that's not good.
No, it doesn't look good. But Brad is on the it looks like Brad's also on. Oh, Brad says the stream is back up. Okay, he's on. So, okay.
All right, it's 76 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for sunny and hot with a high around 100 today. Low around 70 this evening, and Friday again, we're looking for 102. Saturday about 99 degrees, so it looks like we're going to stay right around that century mark, but not venture above for a few days. That's good news and very livable. The weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, that's it. And but you know what, Brad, if you're still on and you're listening, it doesn't appear that the stream is up. Still,
yes, it's up.
It is up. Okay. Just not up on Carl's computer.
Well, there you have it.
What does that count? You know what's happening this week by Friday, everybody? We've got, today is the, of course, the 16th, but community grant program from Dignity Health gives out a lot of money. It awards a lot of money to good, to 501s that help our community. It's supports local nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our people in Reading and Anderson and all these. Since 2014, they've provided over $500,000 in funding since 2014 to groups focused on serving those most in need. So you can apply for this. If your group can apply for this, and you need to do that, your group can apply for this, but tomorrow is the last day to apply, July the 17th. To learn more, call 530-225-6114. That's 530-225-6114. Now, this
And you can make an application throughout Shasta County.
That's right.
And from any of the communities, the hospitals up and around or nonprofit groups throughout Shasta County are eligible to apply for this money.
And I tell you what, this is a great, great, great program that Dignity Health has. I mean, it's a real reach out to our community, and people count on this money.
Well, it is, and they do really wonderful projects. The bread and butter projects of a community that keep it going. They're not into all kinds of ecological things so much. It's about what a community needs to keep it going for the most vulnerable individuals within it, the children and the adults.
The seniors, that's right. And
absolutely.
So Dignity Health, a big shout out for them for doing this. And they're trying to get the word out to everybody that they want them to apply. And tomorrow's last day. Again, give them a call over there at 225-6114. So, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really doing well. I'm kind of liking the fact that it isn't scorching us at 110 degrees. And
it's supposed to be 106 today, though.
No, 102.
102? Okay, yeah. I was watching. Okay,
you know,
I was watching
if as long as it can stay right around that 100-degree mark, I think that's real doable.
Well, you know what that means is that you got to run up to Lake Shasta.
There you go.
Go up to Holiday Harbor. Rent one of their boats and just go. But the only thing that should be showing out when you're out on one of their boats or patio boats, and then you just hop in the water. You go into a place, there's no shade, really. except on the boat itself.
On the boat itself.
Because the water is, you know, down some. If you want to get in the shade, you have to, like, climb. But then you go out, though, I've found, if you just lay in the water on the on a life vest, kind of stick it through, you know, put your legs through the holes there, and which isn't a real good idea how to use life vest, but you know, kids always have it on. And then you just kind of float in the water. You just float there. You just kind of sit there. You have a big hat on your head. And you just, you know,
and in my case, you come out looking very similar to a Maine lobster.
Oh, is that right? I come out looking prunish.
Yeah, no, I just kind of fry out there in the water like that. And
give Holiday Harbor a call, 238-2383. They've got 25% off special now through the month of July, and it's time to use it.
And there's still lots of water at the lake.
Lots of water.
There's still more than enough to enjoy all of this.
No, if you can get over your head, you know, that's enough water. And no, there's plenty of water there. Hey, yesterday Tom Pasinko was on.
My heart so goes out to everyone involved in that whole...
Rumors of baby Ember. Rumors flew for some reason that the baby had been found. And that was, you know, after he was on the show. And frankly, it's really not true. It's still not true.
Yeah.
And we discussed what could have happened yesterday. And you know what?
The
baby could have just been deposited out there, just left. And if it is, after 7 days of... It's just...
Yeah. You know, you have to feel for the family, everyone involved, because the uncertainty with no closure, it could be a long time or never before they actually know what happened.
Hopefully, you know, that something's going to happen, that, you know, somehow somebody will find something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a...
It's a long shot, and certainly with him, with the only person that appeared to know what was going on now being deceased, it's
and that's the other thing.
That'd be a nightmare.
Is you know, this, you know, Tom, you know, you don't see Tom Pasinko being, and he, you know, really he prefaced it with a bunch of other things, but the release of this guy was a total bad move by. Taking the ankle bracelet off of him. And he talked about the judge that did it, and that the fact is the judge is a constitutional type judge.
Yes, she is.
And that it's not like she's soft on crime or anything like that. It's just that decision. He just said totally disagreed with it. He said, you know, and then they didn't have enough people to put on him. Now the question is, you go to a dinner party in it, which is we have our regular dinner group there, and trust me, it is all sides of the political persuasion here. I mean, you can't get any probably further apart than me and Judy Salter at times.
Wow.
On certain things, but a lot of things we agree on. It's just, you know, just on certain things we don't agree on. But everybody at the party, it wasn't a party, it's like eight people, having dinner together at somebody's house. We're all talking about this. This was such a big thing, and the questions weren't asked. You know, couldn't you have just, like, busted him for something? You know, he spit on the ground. Oh, look, he pushed me. Something to put him, you know, in jail, but, yeah. You know, it doesn't work that way.
The community is rife with all kinds of sightings, with people who knew people who lived out there. It's a topic of conversation on everybody's mind, and there's so many theories as to what happened and who and how and the family involvement or lack thereof. Or
the family still doesn't believe it. They're still standing, you know, as father says, I just don't believe he could do it. I met somebody on Monday, that day, whom I know. He's known him since he was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he just is having a really tough time with this. He says, you know, the parents split up and, you know, things started going downhill and... you know, a kid got into drugs, blah, blah, blah. But he said this was just a total, just devastation because he didn't seem anything like that.
But the issue is, once the drugs are introduced, and this is what a lot of people just can't seem to get their hand around, well, marijuana's okay, a little bit of drugs are okay. Once that whole thing is introduced into the system of anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
You have no clue as to what they're going to do next.
Yeah.
Because the reaction they could be having from a drug at any given moment is absolutely... You can't predict.
Well, and that's true. I mean, that's that's the bottom line. Is they left the child with him all day, and the child has to be given medicine twice a day for epilepsy, and they had to be fed every 2 hours. did something happen in there that he was just not with it or anything? And the child had some kind of seizure that, you know, caused, you know, a death or something, and he panics or, you know, but we're never going to know because the baby's gone and he gets killed in a shootout. And it wasn't suicide by cops. And, you know, all witnesses said they gave him every opportunity. But I saw where he was shot at. He was in, it was a small garage. You know, it's you don't want to second guess anybody in that thing. But did they go in after him? Or did he come out shooting? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. And that's one of the things you probably have to ask. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. Because when we come back, I want to talk about Anderson is introducing drones to your area. Trisha, you better watch out what you're sunbathing like out there in the backyard. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50. Shasta Regional, 70 years young, is treating people well. We'll be right back.
Here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouth.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream sound bites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
7:22 in the morning, 77 degrees out there. You know, it's hot. It's going to be hot today.
No.
100,
and somebody else said 106.
106-ish. 104-ish, 106-ish, 6-ish. 77 degrees right
Yeah,
now.
It depends on who you ask. If we look at Weather Underground, they're calling for 106. They actually tend to be a little more regionally accurate than Weather Service for whatever reason.
Channel 7 this morning was saying 106. So 106.
Anyway. I'm going to think 100.
Okay.
I'm going to just keep that in the back of my mind, and I'm going to feel like all day long that it's only 100.
I think that's
I keep telling
idea.
Myself that...
It's only 100.
It's only 100. I can do this.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You give them a call at 999-1822 for the finest concealed carry classes here in Northern California. Not only that, but also the hunter safety classes and everything. Ted Leidy teaches six counties up here in Northern California. And if you don't have a gun, if the gun that you're going to fire isn't specifically or particularly the one you're going to carry, the Northern Firearms Instruction will provide a handgun for you and ammunition for qualification and then help you find the one that you really want. All of this can be happening, but if you have to go to readingccw.com or call Ted at NFI at 999-1822.
You know, that's important for, especially with, there's a lot of women who are now getting their concealed permits.
Well, yeah. There's a reason for that.
Absolutely, and it's a good idea. And I one of the things that I really like about the classes that you were just talking about, a lot of women have a thing about handguns because the only ones that they've been exposed to are ones that are built for a guy's hand. They're too big. They're cumbersome and they don't feel comfortable, but there's a lot of handguns that ladies can use and feel very much in control of.
Well, that's true, and that's one of the things we find when we're out there instructing is they'll show up with a 45. And a 45 single stack, which means it's only got seven rounds, and the grip is a lot narrower, so it's easier for people with smaller hands to hold that. But mm-hmm. it does have a recoil, and you have to be able to hold it and keep aiming. Mm-hmm. Where you can get in now, but they're building guns specifically for women or people with really small hands. I mean, and they're different colors, and uh-huh. Linda wants Sikorsky or Szaborski crystals on them, which I guess makes sense. Anyway, but that's the biggest thing is that they'll be trying to shoot their husband's or their boyfriend's gun.
Well, like you said, a big 45 in their hand or a big.
I saw somebody shooting a 44 special the other day, and then there's shooting the 38s are not bad. I mean, 38 is something they can handle, but sometimes just the grip on it, you get
exactly
is too much.
Yeah.
Okay, 7:24 in the morning here. Now, drones in Anderson. Here it is. Anderson has reached police state. First you get the extra cops, and now you're going to have drones. And pretty soon they're going to be in your backyard, flying up to your window, looking in, tapping on the window, asking if you're using too much water in your shower.
Oh, okay. Well, that's real interesting. I would prefer to think that actually we're just very, very ahead of the times down there.
Progressive.
I don't like the word progressive.
I'm very progressive, very liberal.
No, absolutely not. We're going to be using them in the very best way. We just happen to be doing something about the issues that are facing all the communities. This is just another step to move forward and make sure that those homeless camps are someplace other than Anderson.
Illegal camps. Well, so are you planning on what, finding them and then like moving them what up
and
to
then,
Reading?
Well,
moving
them out of Anderson.
And this is how the drone is going to be used.
I think pursuing
poor little homeless people out there.
No, we've reached the point in the North State, as all of us have discussed, where if in fact you want something done about the issues that are caused by the illegal encampments. They're on private property in a lot of instances. We've been very aggressive down there about going in and getting the private property owner's permission to get rid of the encampments. The police officers down there have those. They've also passed a series of new laws that allow the police officers to go to them and discuss things with them when they're hanging around in the Safeway parking lot and have discussions with them that encourage them to leave
area. Is that when they put on those smack gloves?
Whatever works in my mind and is legal. And so it's just a matter of trying to convince them there's better places to be than Anderson.
Well, I'm sure if you have a dialogue that they're there to listen to. And they've showed a story in city of Shasta Lake, two abandoned buildings, and have squatters living there. Mm-hmm. Even though one was burnt out, and they live in the backyard, and they said, "Oh, this is my property." Well, of course, it's not their property. The other thing, though, about Anderson, are there any rules about where this drone can go?
Well, I would imagine that they've worked that out. Certainly, there's an issue with the fire department now, where Senator Gaines is looking at legislation or what have you about interference with fire operations. Yeah. In an area where they're using tankers and...
Yeah, the tankers are up, and then all of a sudden there's drones up in the air. Yeah. So,
and one of those drops will just, I would think, ruin a drone.
Yeah, the Forest Service has come out and, in fact, they have suspended the air show, which is the industry term for air operations. They have suspended tanker and helicopter operations in an area where people went and flew their drones in there because of the danger of collision. And the FAA is taking a hard look at this, and that will be considered interfering with a firefighting operation and treated as such.
We look at it like Big Sky, little drone.
Yeah, well, and recognize that the city of Anderson is right on the flight path for all ingoing and outgoing operations for firefighting in Shasta County, but the airport. If you don't believe that, you need to be sitting in my house when there's a fire going on.
I believe that, but here's the thing. What rules are there for this drone? I mean, is this just to go out and look for illegal encampments, or is it also to kind of be just flying over, kind of looking at a place, or if they've got somebody missing, they're going to look for somebody that's missing, or is it just like, oh, it's just out there?
You know, I think that the first thing, I have a lot of confidence in the fact that the police chief down there, Mike Johnson, is going to use it in the very best manner appropriately. I think they're developing those rules. But, you know, the best thing to do would be to get Chief Johnson in here and ask him about all of the above.
Well, Sungold,
because I'm sure he'd be happy to do that.
Sungold wrote here, says, I totally agree with how their use, which frees them up, and frees an officer up from having to hike into the hills, ditches, and look for things when they've got this flying over. And frankly, you know, I'm kind of like poking you a little bit, but the head of air cover, Jim and his wife are good friends of ours. And what he always envisioned, what the police are using this for is, and he's used it, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of times, people are missing, people have wandered away, and that they can cover, you know, 1,000 acres at the same time it would take 10 people hours to do. And because they can get down low and they can go slow enough, they can go down and look for them.
And they'll be, you know, this is the citizen from Anderson who stepped forward to do this, offer his drone his services. Mike Hubert. Mike's Body Shop and Anderson Towing, a longtime member of Anderson community, very involved at the racetrack and the racing and years.
Maybe we can get Mike in too.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Maybe we can fly a mission while he's on the show.
Bear in mind too, at $1,200, this is not a Predator equipped with Hellfire missiles. This thing is probably about 2 feet across.
You don't know that
range.
You don't know he doesn't have missiles on this. He could have a .22 pistol. Okay, Bob.
Okay,
I'm just playing with
the
you.
Payload for this thing is pretty much the camera, its own batteries. It's probably about 2 or 3 feet across maximum with a flight time
of... It's got a photo right there.
Yeah. Well, it's got a photo of him. Yeah.
Up and upper right.
Yeah, it's like a Parrot or a similar brand. Probably has a hang time of about 30 minutes, give or take. And it's controlled usually from an iPhone app, so it's pretty much a Wi-Fi type of device. And I would give it... But it is a very useful tool. a lot cheaper than calling down H-14 to hover overhead at something on the order of $5,000 per hour.
Yeah.
And it's basically a means to get an eye on the situation.
Look, drones are in our future. They're here now. They're going to be in our future. They're going to be up and down the fire lines. They're going to be up and down power lines, up and down. You know what? They're going to use them for crop dusting. And all those things.
Well,
I mean, if they're just
drones,
here, just get used to it.
Whatever, you know, people need to just kind of get over that whole thing. If you really want to just spook yourself out, you know, it used to be they'd take an aerial photo of your area, what, every 5-10 years for the updates, the census, and what have you. I mean, I can tell whether I've washed my RV or not. They Google the maps.
Okay, now, so okay, now let me tell you what I think.
But it is from a satellite, but stop and think about the fact that these are... But they're taking pictures of you.
And here's what's wrong. You've accepted it. There's what's wrong. There. It's like the camel's nose
yes,
got
exactly
into the
right.
tent. So now they are literally looking at your house. They could every day.
Yes, they can.
You know, when these things are coming over, they could look at your house every day, and you've just accepted it. That it's out there on Google. Anybody can look at your house. Come up, see where the backyard is, see where all these things are.
And they certainly can do that.
Well, you see, and we've accepted that.
Well, we've accepted
it.
I
never gave them permission to show my house.
Well, but probably the people voted on that we send back to Congress, and we go right back around again to where we have elected people who are making decisions on our behalf. They tell us what they're going to do, and then they don't do that, and they turn over more and more power that they have to protect us. Every time they make a vote, they turn it over to somebody else to take it over.
We're going to get into that. But we have some guests here that we're going to need to talk to. But we're going to take a break here. It is 7:33 in the morning. It's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And we're here. We're going to talk some more about not only that, but the people we put in Congress. But also I want to talk about the nuclear deal that, you know, I'm appalled at this. And that people are
turning over power.
Talk about it. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And I ain't gonna take any more. Believe me, the sun in your eyes made some of the lies worth believing. I am the eye in the sky, looking at you.
About Mosley Family Cellars Zinfandel release party this Saturday?
Zen your dreams.
No, really, it's open to the public and everyone gets wine club pricing. Mosley Family Cellars will be sampling 2 new Zinfandels and their gold stripes in.
Zen your dreams.
I'm not dreaming. Senior Roses will have food available. It's all day Saturday, July 18th.
Zen your dreams. That's what this great Zen tasting is called. At the beautiful new Mosley Family Cellars Tasting Room and Winery off Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the former KMS building.
I get it. Zen your dreams. A tasting event.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Save the date, August 5th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care.
The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 5th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more. Blood drive, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 5th, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out.
There we go. Hey, the beginning of Luck Be a Lady, and it's being sung by Blake Fisher. And we're here with Blake and Dash Waterbury, who are from Shasta College, and they have Guys and Dolls, and it's a great musical that Linda played Adelaide, is that it? Played Adelaide in that.
Yeah, wow.
And she,
oh, wow.
She can drop into that Bronx accent just like that. She just goes, bloop, right, I mean, and she's talking like Adelaide.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she did that years ago. So, tell us about the play, or the musical.
Well, it's a musical about guys who are gamblers in New York in the 40s and the lovely ladies who are trying to put them back on the straight and narrow. It's a beloved classic with lots of singing and dancing and great numbers everyone recognizes. And, yeah.
And it's coming up at Shasta College. When?
Shasta College. We just closed off our first weekend, but we have another show starting tonight, Thursday through Sunday. And then next week, Thursday through Saturday, it is at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7.
It's at 2. Doors opening at 1:30.
So we've still got big chances there for people to go see this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, y'all put on really great musicals. You know, Chicago, of course,
mm-hmm.
Out there. These, you know, Guys and Dolls, and I mean, you have you know, a great theater department out there and music department.
They're tremendous productions, and they're very professional. We're so lucky here. We have so much going on, and there's so many opportunities to really get involved with great shows.
Uh-huh.
So tell me, I've got your name is Dash. Your character is?
My character is Nathan Detroit, all right? He's a promoter. He's always in a hurry. He's always panicking. He's sort of the comic relief in the piece, along with his girlfriend, Adelaide, which I hear you played.
No.
My wife.
Your wife played Linda. Once upon
my wife
a time.
Played.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, Linda played.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think people...
No. We can start a rumor.
Well, we'll be on our way. Okay.
Yeah, guys walk in and we just pull you in here at the last minute. We have a lot of prep here. You know, we all sit down and talk for an hour beforehand. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Blake Fisher and Dash Waterbury. Okay. Now, who plays the Marlon Brando part? Is that
play Sky Masterson.
And that was the Marlon Brando part.
Yeah, the Marlon Brando in the movie, and then Peter Gallagher in the 1992 Broadway. So Sky Masterson is the high flying gambler that pretty much wins every single bet he takes. And in this show, he kind of starts opening his heart to a wonderful Miss Sister Sarah of the Save a Soul Mission.
Because the bet is that he could
take
a
girl to
Havana.
That is, he could take her to Havana, Cuba.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about you, Blake. Are you from around here?
Yeah, I grew up in Reading. I went to Enterprise High School a few years ago, and I was involved in Enterprise Starship. When I went to Shasta College, I did the Leader of the Pack musical, and then shortly after, Romeo and Juliet as Romeo. And then after that, it took me 2 years to finally get back on stage again to perform and do something that I truly love.
No, so the productions out there is not just for students, or is it just for students?
Not just for students.
That's what I thought.
What I have to say, what's cool about this musical itself is the mixture of the very youthful cast with mm-hmm. the elder members.
Oh, thank you there, Blake. I really appreciate,
as he looks at, appreciate the plug. The gentleman next to him is what?
28. The ripe old age of 28.
The ripe old age of 28. Whoa. I'm not going there.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I think his shoes are old. Okay. Okay, Dash, what, tell us about you.
Well, I was playing here at Shasta College Theater about 10 years ago, doing Into the Woods and Phantom and a bunch of musicals. And then I went off to school and off to a career, and now I'm back for the summer coming in to do Nathan. So it's a wonderful chance for me to come back, visit the theater where I got my start, and have some fun.
So where'd you go to school at?
I went to school in a couple places. I went to Cincinnati, Ohio. There's a conservatory there. And then I went to Florida State University in Tallahassee as well for my master's. Oh.
And where are you living now?
And now I'm living in Houston, Texas. So I'm just making a big loop.
So you're living in Houston, and you're coming back here for the play, huh?
Yeah, back here for the play. But just 2 weekends only, folks. Come see Dash Waterbury back at last.
What's your real name? Is your name really Dash?
Yeah, Dashiell, yeah.
Dashiell.
Yeah.
Like Dashiell Hammett.
Yeah, exactly. That's
right. Well, perhaps later on there can be a full-blown Senate investigation on you, like your namesake.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
It also helps that we forgot to mention that his mom is the director, Dr. Waterbury, and then his father is actually playing Brother Abernathy in the show as well.
Well, yeah. You know, it's a family affair here.
That is.
It's
family
affair.
Well,
it's summer and all.
Oh, great.
Okay, what's the best part of the show? What do you think?
Oh,
Blake?
Boy. Well, go ahead.
There's so many... Well,
this is such a famous musical. It's been on, you know, of course Broadway, and then a very successful movie. I mean, it still plays. You can still see it probably once every 3 or 4 months. It comes rolling through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, I'll have to chime in on this one. Based on what the audiences have said coming out the doors, everyone has said they've loved the show, and what we hear again and again is that the singing and the acting is what's really grabbing them from this production. We've got wonderful singers with incredible voices, really unbelievable, and all of them turning in great acting performances.
Cool. Now, so where do you want to go with this, with your lives after this? I mean, you're both graduated. You're both back into acting. Is this something that it's going to be your life?
Oh, absolutely.
Be in your life. I mean, Corlock here, he's like 85, and he's still acting. He does. I mean, theater in Reading is really good.
Oh, it is.
We have some super actors in Reading, and great opportunities for it. But is this something that of course every actor wants to
make it big on Broadway and Hollywood?
Be a member of the cast of Glee or something like that, or Lost.
Well, having gone off myself and gone into singing and acting and even directing, which is what I primarily do now, I can say that all of the young people that I'm working with here who are a step behind me are going right ahead into that field as well, from everything I can tell. They all are gangbusters about it. Right, Blake? You can definitely speak to that, right?
Right. Well, thank you for that. You know, I got to say, when I was 10 years ago, I actually saw Dash perform on that stage, and that was one of the shows that said I want to do it, and now it's kind of crazy to be on the stage of Shasta College performing with somebody that I saw so many years ago.
Is Reading a decent place to launch from?
Oh,
I
yeah.
would say, yeah, really good.
Absolutely.
It's small enough to be able to, you know, get involved, but also professional enough to get the experiences that you need to grow as a performer.
Great instruction places out there like Shasta College.
Well, you know, the fact that James Santos came back for that production was a big thing. I mean, James is... I don't know if either one of you were.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ever have been associated with James? Probably. Oh, okay. Well, when he was here before he left.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a world class choreographer.
Yeah.
And it got a lot of attention for him to come back and do this.
So there's all kinds of opportunities besides the acting. You can get in directing, as you indicated you're doing. Is that what you're doing in Houston now?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing in Houston now, directing and singing. I sort of juggle as many different balls as I can artistically, so I sing, I act, I direct. Yeah, and I got all of this, starting all of them here.
You ever heard of Cheetah Johnson?
Cheetah Johnson, yes, I have, yeah.
Down there in Houston?
Yep.
Yeah. Cheetah is down in Houston now. She's the weather girl down
yep.
there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just wondering, because she seems 855 million likes on her Facebook page or something. Well, isn't that interesting? You know, she started right here, Tim.
She did? I know her from from there, but I didn't know.
She started right here on News Channel 7
as the weather lady.
For 3 years, went from here down to Houston.
Oh, gosh, I remember that. Yeah, okay. No, that makes sense.
Nobody ever remembered the weather report, but they remembered the weather report.
Nobody cares about the weather. It was just Cheetah going, hi. Okay. And last question then is, you know, we've got several movies. We've got regular movie makers out here. They've made three movies. They've filmed three movies here in the city or in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And two have been released, and the other one's getting ready to be released. Did you know about that?
Not at all.
Yeah, we had them on one day, too. And, you know, it's, right now it's going straight to cable or something. It's not distribution. It goes straight to whatever they call it.
It's online.
It's online stuff. But you can also, it's on Netflix and all these. So they're trying to grow that industry here too. So, you know, I think Reading. I like to hear what you said about it's a good place to launch.
Mm-hmm.
Enough professionalism here to get you a good foundation where you can come from.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay, Guys and Dolls. Tell us the times again.
Guys and Dolls, 7:30 Thursday through Saturday. Doors open at 7. Sunday, 2:00. Doors open at 1:30. Tickets are $10 for students and seniors. $12 general admission. And then next week we have our last shows Thursday through Saturday. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. Live band, live music.
And if you want to get tickets for that, you need to go to ShastaCollege.edu's website. Or you can show up an hour before showtime at the Shasta College Theater where the box office will be open and waiting for you.
There's good seats there, too. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. We're here with Blake Fisher and Dash Waterbury.
All right.
Sky Masterson and...
And Nathan Detroit.
That's right. I wanted to call you Nails for some reason. I'm not sure where
Nails.
That came from.
Nails Detroit.
Nails Detroit. Okay. Let's hear it.
And the Hot Box Farmerettes.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Love is a burning flame.
What's not to love about John?
And it makes a fiery ring.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Bound by Wild Desire. Yeah, that's Trish Clark.
Oh, all right.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, State Jewelry. I tell you what, I'm going to let Trish talk about this.
Well, hey, what's to say? I mean, for heaven's sakes, he's got the best of collection of any kind of jewelry that you want. And if you don't see it on display, you need to ask him about it.
He's got a big safe there.
Marvelous things in the safe and watch repair and jewelry repair if you need a ring size. They do everything there, and they're very trustworthy. If you've got good jewelry, you need someone that you can trust to take care of it for you. Make sure those prongs are in condition and repaired and taken care of and cleaned up. But that's the place to go.
The value of it. Girls, he's giving you this big diamond. He wants it all. Take it down to Leonard. See if it's really a big diamond.
Absolutely. He'll give you the skinny on that.
That's right. He's open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. All right. Okay. I'd really just like to keep poking on this drone thing, but I think we can move on from that. You know, we've got open. We have open mic here. Open line today.
Open line. Talk about anything.
I am not going to ever, we could have them at 7:30 or something like that, guest at 7:30. But from now on, it's just going to be open line when I have Trish on. Because we get a lot of people calling, and we can just catch up on the whole week about things. But
that's marvelous, because there's always a lot of things going on during the week that
I didn't, get to catch because you got
guest. Yeah. You have a guest, and then you come out at the end of the day, and we didn't get to talk about a whole lot of different things. We can go to the phone now because we have Commander Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How you doing, Trish?
Good.
This is not Commander Jim. This is
not Commander Jim.
No. You keep saying that. You said that yesterday, too, and I thought, oh, gosh, he is calling. Because we do have Commander Jim.
Right.
As soon as you spoke, I went, whoops, I don't think so.
What's up? What's up, Jim?
Hey, I just wanted to say that thank you for having that guest on from Nevada the other day. He opened up our eyes and told a lot about how Harry Reid really is, reason why Harry's doing what he's doing and how he has the power with his mother raising him and operating him out of that brothel. He had access to a lot of names and everything, and he held, no wonder he had so much power.
Or maybe he just, maybe that's, you know what?
But who you know?
Maybe growing up in a brothel is great training grounds for a politician.
Yeah, that's
boy, that just funny. Opens up a realm of things.
Well, you know what? Dennis Hoff was on the other day. What Jim's talking about is Dennis Hoff, who owns, he's got this series, I guess, on HBO. It's called Cat House. He owns the Bunny Ranch, which is a brothel in Nevada, and he's got an exploratory committee up running that he wants to run for Senate in the state of Nevada. And he talked about Harry Reid. But he owns seven of these things. He's an entrepreneur. That's what he got into. And he says, and so you ask him questions, and the question mine is how do you get into this business? And he said, if there is only two liquor licenses in Redding, California, and you knew about Redding. If there were only two liquor licenses in Redding, California, wouldn't you want to have one of them? And you think about it, you go, well, yeah. He says there's 18 legal brothels in the whole United States, 18 of them. He says, I have seven. So when you ask, oh, if you ask him if it's profitable, I mean, I didn't even ask him that. Didn't even ask him that. So, yeah, and it was interesting because he said he was, and I've read that before, is that his mom was a maid. And no, she wasn't a working girl, but she was a maid that worked in one of the brothels, and that he had full access to it, swam in the pool, did all that stuff when he was growing up.
Wow. I didn't know that. Yeah, I mean, I knew he was very connected to the casinos there.
Yeah.
And that's how he keeps getting elected, because there's a ton of money there. And he probably has enough information about all of them that
I have a question for you,
they need
Jim.
To support him.
Yeah. I have a question for you, Jim.
Yes.
You heard that. You heard that interview the other day, obviously.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Were you offended by it at all?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I've been approached again by their press agent to see if – because I have other questions. I have a lot of other questions on this that not so much for him. I don't need to talk to him again. I mean, he seems like he seems like a good enough guy. But
you have questions but about the operation of brothels?
Well, no, it's about the girls. Yeah, well, that too. No, the girls. Because you see things. I mean, how does a girl get into this business? And I talked to a press agent who, by the way, used to be one of the girls, working girls. And she has her reasons. And what he said was, hey, girls come in here to pay off things like student loans, that, you know, this was a way for them to make a business. It's, you know, it's a business venture for them. So the question is, though, is how do you, I mean, not every girl is meant to do this, one. And two, I mean, what's the selection process? And three, there's got to be some damage there.
Well, and we recently had...
Maybe not, though.
We recently had a guest on that was talking about the trafficking.
Sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking, and that, and certainly from that side of it, that they would have you believe that nobody chooses this profession. And I kind of concur, and I wish I had heard that interview that you had. Because I think perhaps there is a certain... there are women who would choose that.
Well, see, the thing is,
he would make that choice to have that profession.
Yeah, he's totally against sex trafficking. He says, and when you talk to the girl, his press agent, who she said is, you know, he hires women, you know, older women, no longer in a business, or just women to do these things. Well, his press agent said, she said that, you know what, it was so much safer working in a house, and that's what he said. He is totally against that. He says, do you really want to see 15-year-olds on the streets that are being beaten up, they're being fed drugs and all this stuff, because this is something that people are going to do. We have prostitution right here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And the police chief, when he said this a couple years ago, and people got, oh, what do you mean we have prostitution? He said, because there is a market. There's a market here. And we're arresting prostitutes here. They've got stings going on all the time. What they're trying to do is get the pimps, which they've done. But so, Jim, I mean, I know you. You're a righteous man. I mean, would it offend you to hear something, hear one of the girls talk about this for a while?
No, I wouldn't. Matter of fact, I have talked to a number of people that have worked in places like that. And there was a gal that came into the restaurant up there at Pollard Flat when we lived up there that had worked in, and she was on vacation out of Nevada. And she had a little boy with her, And anyway, she was a really nice person and everything. There's a lot of nice people going out in and out of there. Like he said, that lady, her husband he lost his truck and he lost his home, about ready to lose a home, and she went to work there and saved their home.
When I was a young girl, I lived in Twin Falls, Idaho, and that was just 40 miles across the Nevada border.
Right.
There was a very exclusive dress shop in Twin Falls. And the girls that worked in Nevada used to come there on a regular basis. And they'd come in and order clothes through this shop, and come up for lunch and mm-hmm. stay the day. And they were very close friends of the owner of this place. Now, I was a very young, impressionable 18, 19-year-old gal at this time. And I could relate stories. Those girls used to make me blush terribly because I did work for Iris, and I'd come in and stock clothes and get things ready to put out on the racks and what have you. And they tried every way under the sun to try to convince me that that was my future. They used to embarrass me to death.
And then you went into politics.
And then I went into politics, so I don't know what that says for you, but yeah. But that was my point. These were very nice, refined very well-dressed, proper etiquette ladies. They'd go any place in town, and nobody knew who they were, but they would come in, and I knew who they were because of that relationship. But they chose the profession they were in, and a lot of them had a lot of money.
Well, this is, I'm kicking it around whether I should go into the next step here and talk to one of the girls. But there's a lot of questions about it that, you know, I frankly, sex trafficking, and when you get into that, it's disgusting. And you go into other countries, and they do these things a lot differently than we do here. Anyway, hey, we got to run.
Carl, the one thing that it did to me here is it enlightened me on how Harry Reid has so much power.
Oh, Harry Reid is, you know, but you know what he said? He said, Reid's not running again.
He said, I know he didn't. But you know why he had so much power, why he was in. Yeah. Well, he had names and addresses.
Well, that could have been.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here for our news. And we come back, we can discuss that some more because we've got Open Line. Open Line Thursday with Trish Clark.
We need to talk about this Iran.
I want to hear what you have to say about Iran. And everything that's going on there. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here at KCNR 1460. 78 degrees out there, going up to 106. Weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the cradle of Western civilization, protesters threw rocks and firebombs. Police returned tear gas canisters. As aired on China Central Television, angry crowds took to the streets after Parliament agreed to new austerity measures. And the austerity package was in exchange for more European Union bailout money. And Greece got a double dose of good news today as the European Central Bank decided to raise the amount of emergency liquidity it's providing. Central Bank President Mario Draghi.
We substantially accommodated the request put forward by the Bank of Greece, recalibrated over 1 week. So the increase would be 900 million over 1 week.
And the country's creditors in the 19-country Eurozone formally said bailout discussions with Greece may now begin. Fewer people sought U.S. unemployment benefits last week as employers remained confident enough in the economy to hold on to their staffs. The Labor Department says the number of applications for weekly jobless aid declined by 15,000 in the latest tally. U.S. home builders apparently feeling a little more confident in their sales prospects than they have been since the high-flying housing boom a decade ago. We get more from SRN's Jeremy House.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index increased in June to 60. The latest reading is unchanged from May, which was revised upward 1 point from 59. Builders' view of current sales conditions and their outlook for sales over the next 6 months also increased. A measure of traffic by prospective buyers fell slightly.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The latest reading comes after sales of new homes surged in the month of May to the strongest pace seen since February of 2008. Investors apparently happy with what they're seeing on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been holding its own for the most part in early trading, and right now it is up by 36 points. The Nasdaq up about 50. This is SRN News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-280-9595. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-280-9595. 800-280-9595. That's 800-280-9595.
It could be weeks before the federal government notifies the 21.5 million people affected by the data breach at the Office of Personnel Management. More from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
A Reuters report says the OPM is working with several federal departments to set up a centralized system to inform those who were caught up in the hack attack. Officials say it's difficult to streamline the notification process because many of the affected employees and contractors have worked for multiple federal agencies. The OPM is said to be planning to hire an outside contractor to help with the notification, but has not yet requested bids for the job. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Looking to Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average holding its own. It's up about 36 points right now. And Netflix is among the companies thriving in early trading after surpassing expectations by investors in its latest quarterly earnings report. It issued its report before the opening bell. This is SRN News. New pictures are showing the first close-up view of Pluto from the New Horizons spacecraft. John Spencer says they've already learned a lot from an image of a small part of Pluto.
The most striking geologically is we have not yet found a single impact crater on this image. This means this is a very young surface because Pluto is being bombarded by other objects in the Kuiper Belt, and it's bound craters happen.
The pilots of a grounded solar-powered airplane trying to fly around the world say they put too much stress on the batteries in the last leg of their flight, so they'll be grounded in Hawaii until April of next year.
We need several months to repair, replace, and test the batteries. And when it will be done, it will be too late in the season to cross the second part of the Pacific to the West Coast.
That's pilot Bertrand Picard. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. It's Thursday, the 16th of July, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, Open Line Thursday, with Trish Clark and myself. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. And it's 81 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, looking for a high today of around 106. Low this evening around 70 on Friday, maybe only 102 towards the weekend. We're looking at 99 and 100, so not too warm over the weekend. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, you know, not only that, it's a veteran-owned business. Hey, you know what? Dignity Health right here. It's got this Dignity Health up here in North State. It's got this community grant program. They have given out over, They've given out over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need up here in Northern California, up here in our area here. But you have to apply for it. And as Tricia said, they concentrate on, you know, on those programs that are helping children, seniors, those in need.
The people in our community least able to help themselves.
And this is absolutely fabulous what they do. And this community grant program is open right now, and you can apply for this. But you have to. You've only got today and tomorrow because they've got to start making decisions about where they're going to spend all this money. And so you give them a call at 530-225-6114. That's 225-6114, Dignity Health here in North State, in their community partnership that they have. Again, they've given out over $500,000 in the last, what, since 2014?
And they need
a year. That's just over a year. They or say 2 years.
Any nonprofit organization in Shasta County is eligible to do this. In any of that's our it. Communities out there, you just need to make the phone call, find out the criteria, and get that application to them.
Great. Okay, that's how to do it. Give them a call 225-6114. All right. We finished up talking about brothels in Nevada, and but now
we need to go.
Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
morning, Carl and Trish. How are you this
Welcome
morning?
Back, Henry.
Good morning, Harry.
Say, I've been watching this so-called negotiation with Iran. And it reminds me a little bit of the words of George Washington when he made a quote. He said it was better to have an army of asses led by a lion than an army of lions led by an ass. Unfortunately, in Washington, D.C., we have an army of asses led by an ass.
Well said, Henry. I can't follow up with much more than that, but
well,
we're in big trouble.
That, you know, I've been in negotiations of various things, not this large, all my life. This is how I made my living. And honest to God, I could do a better job than they did over there.
Well, we didn't negotiate. We just gave them everything they wanted, and each time that we
just gave away the farm.
Let's lay the blame where it belongs. The first step was when Congress turned over their power to do anything about it. What he decides.
Well, now we're back to the army of asses.
Well, there you go. And he starts his first press conference after he's made this ridiculous deal by saying, well, we're going to have open negotiations and open discussions, but I'm just going to tell you right now that if you don't agree with me, I'm going to veto whatever you do.
Yeah.
So we're so much for negotiations and discussion.
Henry, we're going to discuss this here in a little bit. We've got somebody else in the
room. Go ahead. I'll let you go.
Okay. Thanks,
Henry.
Thanks, and welcome back, Henry. All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to line two. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl? How you doing, Trish?
Good morning, Terry. Nice to hear from you.
You got something big coming up on Monday?
We do. Monday night, Doug LaMalfa will be speaking at the Tea Party on 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church. And he's going to arrive about 6:15. He'll have till 8 o'clock. We're going to have a question and answer session. Were either one of you last night on the conference call with Doug LaMalfa?
No, I was not.
Okay.
Well, I must have
missed
that.
On the conference call, he did a poll with all of us on it. And 87% were against what the president is doing on Iran, 13-4. Now, that was pretty interesting. Now, of course, the congressman hasn't voted yet, but I hope this sways him. Unfortunately, the last three things he's voted on, even though it was overwhelming against, although I think he's going to be on the right side of this one. Also,
we continue to hope, Terry.
Pardon me?
We continue to hope.
Yes, ma'am, we do. Also, the TPA gives a fast track for Obama to do exactly what he's doing. And that's something, again, it's because of the TPA, we will be in a partnership in trading with Iran. And that's because these guys all voted for it. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them did, including our congressman voted for it. And so it does give the president the fast track. So there's such a mixed bag of what's going on. The congressman did say that he was not only for the state of Jefferson, but he would introduce legislation in Congress when it gets to that point. So he did say that. Hopefully he holds true to his word, unlike Les Baugh, who lied to everyone, saying basically that he was going to put it on the ballot and definitely bring up a presentation, and he did neither. I would think that the congressman's integrity is much higher than that.
I would think that pretty much anybody's integrity is much higher than that. I'll just throw that in.
Okay.
You know, I love you, Trish.
All right, so
you don't mince words. You're unafraid. You're unafraid.
Okay,
but
so Monday you got Doug Moffitt coming in on the
on Monday
for Monday at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 p.m. for almost 2 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours.
It's going to be from 6:15 when he arrives. We're trying to get him on right away until 8. And I have to remind people, Carl, that one of the reasons I believe we got this email and he wanted to come. If people have not listened to the Sovereign Minds broadcast on your radio station last Sunday from 9 to 12, if you listen to the first half hour, you'll be hooked because the woman on there is an expert on what happened with the TPA. You really will know what's going on. She really did read it, and oh, by the way, we read it too. And we know for a fact that the congressman has not. So, and it's not his fault to a degree. These guys get 300 bills thrown at them a week. And so he has to rely on staff. So in a lot of cases, staff can either make you or break you.
You know, and Terry, the other thing that you needs to be pointed out is that a lot of the times when that stuff is out there, they actually are not provided with the information. They have to make an appointment. I've forgotten which bill it was, but they were really up in the air.
He's still down on the TPP. He still has to go down into the bowels of the
They have
Congress
to walk in. They have to make an appointment. They can't make notes. They can't do anything.
Right.
They come back out. That's very difficult for them to actually be conversant with what the heck they're voting on. Part of the problem back there.
Let's not make a mistake here now. We're talking about the TPA, not the TPP.
Right. TPA was out earlier.
TPA is different, and it's the one that's giving the president the fast track on what he's doing. The challenge we have is that the Congress has not stood up to the president.
No, they have not, even though we elected them to do just that.
In a roundtable we had with the congressman a month and a half ago, with about 60 of us in a roundtable when we were talking, he said that what they have to do now is they have to sue the president. Imagine the president of the United States not following the Constitution, violating all your rights out there, folks, and the only way the Congress can get to him is sue him. I mean, there's something wrong with that. And the other thing about this Iran deal, don't take this Iran treaty as anything being in the forefront, well, maybe not as much as Jenner, but in the forefront as part of a distraction. The TPA allows this. So, you know, really and truly, when we see stuff that's out in front, I know a lot of people say, we need to find out how the congressman stands on this deal with Iran. Well, I mean, you can bet a dollar to a donut he's going to vote no on it. I mean, why in the world would he ever vote yes? That would be political suicide. Point being is the TPA gives this guy a fast track to do whatever he wants. So
and
what we're doing is we're missing the elephant in the room.
And he did vote for that.
Yes, he did. And the point is that we're getting snookered here. You know, and I'm not saying that I think in a lot of cases, I'm not sure whether these congressmen, and I'm not giving them a pass, but I'm not sure whether or not they're getting all the information, number one. And number two, when a congressman does the right thing, we don't need to applaud him. He's doing the right thing. What we should be saying is we're glad that the congressman has moved in this direction. Not, I applaud him because he did the right thing. Oh, okay, well, Johnny did go in the toilet during his potty training and didn't go on the rug. So he really does deserve a lollipop. And I think in a lot of cases, we're just thanking these guys for either reversing their decision like Cruz did. I'm not thanking him for that. I mean, Ted reversed his decision on the TPA. Well, he's doing the right thing now. Okay.
Yeah, but haven't you ever heard of positive reinforcement, Terry? Haven't you ever heard of positive reinforcement when somebody does the right thing, like with a kid or a dog or anything, that you give them positive reinforcement? That's saying,
well,
hey, that was a good job.
Carl,
that was a good job.
A 3-year-old being potty trained.
Well, they still pander to the public opinion. So I don't care they pander to the public opinion. So public opinion is positive about something. They look at polls all the time. How do you think they make up their minds on things?
I think they make up their minds, Carl, on staff, what the staff members tell them. That's what I think.
Anyway, we got to run. We got past our break. So Monday, Destiny Fellowship Church on Bonaventura at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
6:15 when he comes on. All right. Thanks, Terry. Okay, we got to take a break here. There's two things I want to talk about when we get back. All right. And this is one of them, because LaMalfa, when you talk to him about this and this TPA, he looks at it as a lot of safeguards built into this. That there's just the president still has to bring the treaty or whatever thing he's made to Congress. And Congress then votes up or down on it. If it doesn't pass, he takes it away. He has to bring it back with changes. Now, unless you think they're just going to just accept everything the president does. And if you believe that, then we no longer have a two-party system. We'll be right back.
Linda Scott, on Spot.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Pacific Medical Prosthetics and Orthotics is proud to support Colt 45's baseball. We are your local choice for quality prosthetics and custom orthotics. With all the latest technologies available, come see what you have been missing with a no-obligation consultation. Call 229-0351 to schedule an appointment today. We are conveniently located at 1760 Gold Street, Suite 400 in downtown Reading. You deserve the best. Call today, 229-0351.
The Reading Chapter of Gun Owners of California presents the 6th Annual Fundraising Banquet and Auction, July 25th at the Holiday Inn. Gun Owners of California is the most effective, toughest fighting pro-gun organization in the state of California. So come by and get your tickets now. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Help support Gun Owners of California.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 16th of July. It's 8:23 in the morning, 605-4567. We're open line today. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. 81 degrees going up to 106 today, though you can just pretend it's 100 degrees.
That's what I'm going to do.
Looks like we can pretend that the nuclear deal is a good deal. anyway, but two things I want to talk about first. One, Sunday from 11 to 2, View 202 has a brunch. And it is a great brunch. You're out in the veranda. It's in shade. I mean, it's cool there. You've got a view of the river. Absolutely a fabulous venue. And then even better, Linda Bott with her jazz ensemble is singing from 11:30 to 1:30. Different types of drinks. You've got a mimosa there, which...
And a mimosa. And they're both mimosa, bottomless.
Bottomless, that's right. And the menu is totally different. Six different types of Benedict, eggs Benedict. Believe it or not, fried chicken and waffles. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, how could that be? How good can that be? Well, the people that eat it are saying this is great. It's a southern thing. Omelets,
wonderful omelets.
And plus other things you can get there.
Exactly.
All types of stuff. View 202. But you need to get reservations because, you know, that veranda fills up. They're going, you know, the music is piped into the rest of the restaurant, too, or it should be. Give them a call at 226-8439. 226-8439. Listen to Linda sing and have a great brunch and just enjoy yourself out there.
Marvelous venue. It's absolutely incredible. And if you've got a nice anniversary or a birthday, or you just want to do something really nice for your wife or significant other, this is a great opportunity to just do something a little special and different on a Sunday.
Okay. Now, two things. Okay, that was one thing. The other thing is last night on TV, on CNBC, they have a new show called Blue Collar Millionaires. And this is about men and women who have started with little and they have built themselves a very, very profitable business. It's all different types. The show led off with Boyce Muse of Muse Concrete right here in Reading. The story about Boyce Muse, and we talked about it yesterday, it was going to be on. Last night, it was really good. It showed how he and Joan built their business and how it started. I mean, they didn't even capture a lot of his early childhood, which was really, really, really rough. People that know Boyce this. And, you know, they had him living in a woodshed, which is absolutely true, but, it, you know, it wasn't even that good at times. How he and Joan... And there's things that you just don't even know is that here's Joan and marries this guy, and she loved him. I mean, they've known each other for so long, and she took her. He was working for a concrete business, mm-hmm. and he was shoveling gravel. And he said, you know, I just don't take orders really well from people. It's just not in me. So he and Joan take her retirement that she'd been working really hard, and they're still young. Took $10,000. And opened their own business, bought a truck. He went into his own concrete business.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history. But when he found this, and it's a machine that does all the, you know, can do different types of forms, and it can lay concrete and all this. Concrete. And they had to sell their house. They put all their money into this machine. And she says, you know, frankly, she says, this was pretty scary. But it was a success. He's got, and it's $160,000, or it's a $60,000 machine, or $160,000, whatever it is, $160,000 machine. They got 16 of them now. He's got 100 employees. And this, you know, he is still Boyce Muse. I mean, Boyce has a plane, and he's got this beautiful, beautiful place up in Mount Shasta, this log house, and. He, like I say, hires 100 people. His family works in the business, the whole thing. But the whole thing came down to one thing, and this was what all of them had in common. They had faith in themselves, and they took a chance.
Mm-hmm.
They had faith in themselves, and they took a chance. And they worked hard, every one of them. So after him was a girl that was a barrel racer, decided that she could raise her own horses. Now she's making so much a year from selling her colts. Another guy that two guys, college graduates that looked around and said, you know, somebody needs to pick up this garbage and this trash out of homes, you know, when they're doing new homes. They started College Hunks Will Pick Up Your Junk or something like that. We'll collect junk.
Uh-huh.
And they are now nationwide. Like, they have like 50 distributors, not distributors, but of franchises, you know, and they've all reached the American dream. And this is what, you know, Boyce says, but they all said the same thing. You work hard, you take chances, and you keep your eye on the ball. You can achieve it.
Do you know, I want to remind you.
Great show last night.
Congratulations, boys. This very idea after my trip across the United States. When we get out of the major, we live in California. We have a jauntist view of the world and how America really lives. And certainly we're in the midst of an administration that's trying to tell us that nothing works in the United States except what he can change and make better. But if you get out into America, this kind of story is that there are these companies, these privately owned family businesses, these entrepreneurs, these people that have started and made – it's there.
It is
there. You want to do something. You want to make a living. You want to start a business. You can still do it in this United States, and you can still be successful. Not necessarily always in the state of California with all the taxes.
No, and all the different things they throw on top of you.
The challenges.
That's right.
But it's – yeah. You know, these kind of people are to be admired.
They are, and they do. And
these are the people we ought to have our kids looking up to.
This one guy started a hazmat he started up cleaning up stuff. And he said, you know what, hazmat. And he's the one that did that Ebola stuff in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He's got three different locations in Texas now, and all these people working for him. And, you know, and this is how much he charged. He can charge into the millions for cleaning up biological waste, you know, hazardous waste. So, I mean, but they, you know, you've got to do it a certain way, you know, so nobody gets sick and nobody gets damaged. It's just kind of phenomenal how these people have started, and they just keep going. And as Boyce says, and I love this, there are no compartments in a coffin for money.
There you go.
You know what? I like that. That in Senator Maurice Johannesson, he says, you know what? Life's going to be perfect if the check that I've written to the undertaker or to the funeral home bounces.
Yeah. Well, I always tell my son.
Hey, Mojo.
Well, and I always tell my son, because I, you know, you work hard, you do your job as you're growing up, you plan for your retirement, you set out your plan, and then enjoy what you've set aside.
Yeah.
Don't be sitting there worrying about leaving a huge estate for your children. I mean, a lot of people don't want to hear that. I always tell my son, if I do it just exactly right, he'll get the overdraft notice the day he buries me, and then I know I spent it all.
Well, you know, and the thing, too, if you raise your kids right,
they're
fine.
They're good with that.
There is no doubt in my mind that my daughter and son are going to be fine. They're fine right now.
In fact,
I should borrow money from them. But, no, I'm kidding.
No, my son has no issues with that attitude.
And, you know, they are absolutely fine. You know, and the old bumper sticker, I'm spending my kids' inheritance. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely
okay,
not.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, there's Sally wrote in and said, if what you say, Carl, and a congressman goes with polls and public opinion, why did he vote for continuing resolution, John Boehner, and the TPA when polls and public opinion were 90% against all three of those?
Good point.
That's a good point, and let's talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, right there at 2539 Larkspur, talking about starting a business, you know, and all the paperwork. Imagine starting a gun business during the recession. That's right, 6 years ago when John Bastiani started this.
In the state of California.
Oh, the state of California. I'm going to sell guns. And he's been a success, whether it's long guns, shotguns, pistols. He has been a success. Local guy. Believes in customer service. Don't go to the big box stores. Go to our local guys. Go to Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. There's always things on sale. Gunsmithing at its very highest. And it's located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in town. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms.
What can Reading Christian School uniquely provide? We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 8:34 in the morning, 81 degrees out there, going up to 106.
It's going to only be 100. In my mind, it's going to be 100. I'm going to just stick with that.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned business. And speaking of veteran-owned businesses, how about Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Like I said, man's last stronghold. It's the cheers of barbershops, great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. It is a veteran-owned business. Absolutely a fabulous place to go to if you're going to get a haircut. And I was just in there day before yesterday. We were talking about the brothels. You know, they've been on the show because D.C. had heard it. He goes, well, wait, I didn't get to hear the rest of it because, you know, I've come and had to go to work. And he said, well, you know, so I told him about it. And there's this guy getting his haircut there, right? And he goes, well, I used to go to the Mustang Ranch all the time. And I'm looking at him, and he says, yeah. He says, I took my son there when he was of age. Introduce him to the feminine pleasures. And I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, wow. I mean, the guy talks about it. And then I found out who he was. Well, I'm not going to say who he was.
I was going to say, you're not.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not giving his name out. No. But this was back years ago.
I was reaching for the button there.
No, I would never do that. No. What goes on in the barbershop stays in the barbershop.
Wow.
Cypress Square Barbershop. In fact, let's go. let me avoid that. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Trish. I'm sure you'll get an opinion one way or the other on the interview yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
In the barbershop.
No, it was a, you know what, like Jim called today, and Jim's a very religious guy, he and his wife. And that's why I said, were you offended by that? He goes, nah. He says, I really like to hear that. That's how, you know.
I thought it was a great interview, and he comes across so articulate that, you know, you kind of forget what kind of business he's in. And as far as the girls go, promoting Hillary, I'm thinking they need to do a little bit more research than, you know what,
pointing,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, the research is, you can tell.
We've got a call list to, I do want to mention something, but
Sure. Drop
the Doug LaMalfa bashing because I really like him. I think he's a man of integrity and ethics, and I probably am one of the, what do they say, 90% of the people who didn't agree with PBA. I did happen to agree with it, but that's a very different topic. But I do want to mention, because I haven't heard it talked about too much, was Kate Steinle's family and how people really need to kind of stay on this because the illegal immigration and being sanctuary cities has no place in the United States.
Oh, okay.
And I wrote to our Dianne Feinstein, asking her, actually, since she's from San Francisco, to be a hero and come up with legislation if she didn't like what's being proposed. And I also think that Obama can write 46 or 47 personal notes to felons he's releasing from prison, but can't pick up the phone to acknowledge this little girl's death and talk with her parents. I think it's deplorable, and I'll listen to you off the air.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Ruth.
You're on the road. You're out there walking like crazy, it sounds like, Ruth. Oh, we lost Ruth. I think she's out on the trail out there.
Two things.
Two separate things. Sanctuary cities. A blight on the face of the United States. A sanctuary city where we provide sanctuary, and I've got my fingers up, sanctuary to illegals to be there. And then when, and then act so surprised when these felons, and there are a lot of felons that come across that border. And if you don't think so, get down the ones that never make it into the papers. Talking to people yesterday whose son is a policeman, working along that border. How many rapes, murders, assaults, theft, carjackings, felonies that are being perpetrated by these guys that are illegals that are here. But then when this girl gets killed, this 32-year-old lady gets killed, you know, horrible, horrible incident. The last thing that her daddy hears is, daddy, help me. How about this guy who's been deported 5 times? He's a felon. And what happens? Oh, well, pointing fingers at each other, not about the sanctuary, this thing they're giving where, oh, no, we don't care who they are. And ask the guy, why are you here in San Francisco? Because I can get a job here because it's a sanctuary city. If there wasn't a sanctuary city, would he have been there? Would that young lady be alive? How about those people that were been killed by illegals that are here, drunken driving, felony driving, robberies? Like I said, robberies, murders, rapes. They wouldn't be here. But see, do you hear anything? Did you hear President Obama address this? Did he call her parents? I am so sorry about this. I am so sorry that your child was killed and that we have these kind of people. We have these kind of laws of these cities that just ignore federal law. No,
no. you won't. Because the only time one of the things that we have to recognize about the president is that he rarely gets involved in anything that he can't equate to himself. It's all about him. It's all about how that impacts him. The sanctuary city, that just doesn't have anything to do. It just doesn't come on his radar screen, and he really could care less.
Well, you know what? The fact is,
he's very open about that.
You know, this is the term I use a lot of times. It doesn't fit his story. Everybody's got a story. It's in their head. This killing of a young woman
by an illegal
does not fit into his story. It doesn't fit into his story because it doesn't fall into and I've read about this. If it doesn't fall into those parameters that you believe, then you're not going to believe it. You're not going to think about it. If you hear facts on it, you're just going to ignore it. Let's go to the phones. Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're just kind of getting fired up here.
But you are.
What's up?
No one has mentioned the Obama's vacation in Hawaii.
Oh.
I found it on Drudge. It's a 7-bedroom, 9-bathroom home, and it's only going to cost you and me $12 million for 2 weeks.
Is that all?
Yeah.
A bargain.
So
a
while
bargain.
And he's doing this when, Mary Lou?
The 2nd of August, or the first part of August. I think it's either the 8th or to the 27th, but it's in August.
So right about the time that they're negotiating this very important piece of legislation that the Congress has already turned over most of their ability to do anything about it to him, he's going to take a 2-week vacation that's going to cost us $12 million?
Yeah. And chump change.
Because he really has already pretty much stated that y'all debate it any way you want to and do what you want to, but I'm going to veto whatever you change.
Now, I do have a funny story. My family, a lot of it settled in Butte, Montana, and there is a brothel there called the Dumas Brothel.
Okay.
And so we were up there. I went to a family reunion, and Jim says, well, let's go through the brothel and see what it's like. So we did. So we came home, and everybody says, what did you do on your vacation? I said, Jim took me to the brothel.
Is it still open and running?
It was. Jim was stationed in Arco, 1960.
Arco, I know that place. They have a huge, big atomic plant, and it used to have a great big
right, that's where Jim was. That's where Jim was, out at the site.
Yeah.
But the sailors used to disappear from Arco for the weekend, and no one really knew what was going on. Well, they were all going to Butte, Montana.
There you go, Rick.
Well, you know what, Deadwood's got gambling now. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they've got other things that are legalized in there,
well,
too.
I didn't dare check into any of the madams there at the brothel. I'm feeling some of them may have been my relatives, and I didn't want to know.
Well, you know, and the guys up in Reno, the Marines up in Reno, when they do their Toys for Tots there'd always be a Toys for Tots box in the in the houses out there, because people would fill them up, and the girls would give, you know, would put a lot of toys in there for the kids. So,
you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Our
best to
you. Right,
bye bye.
Take care. You know, people are saying, let me see, that Terry wasn't bashing Congressman Lamoff. He's simply stating facts. Well, when Congressman Lamoff is on, his facts are somewhat different than in Terry's facts. So this is great that he's going to go out there Monday and explain things. Why did he vote for this? Why is he against this? Why did he take, you know, why did he vote for this? Because, you know, that's an hour and a half, 2 hours. I think I might actually even show up for this one.
Well, and I think it's important to note that that's what our obligation in this whole deal is. We elect these people to represent us, but if we don't pay attention to what they're doing and hold them accountable for their votes, we don't even pay any attention to how they're voting. That's how we get where we're at. When you get the apathy in this United States where we elect these people and they stay forever, it's because we're not paying attention and we're not holding them accountable. I got to congratulate Mr. LaMalfa because he absolutely has the guts to come back, make his votes, and then come back and tell us why he voted the way he did. That is commendable, and I, you know, nothing personal, but it's my right as a citizen of this United States to question every vote he makes, and if I disagree with it, I have a right to say it to
and
him
enough,
and anybody
and
else.
And enough people
listen.
Disagree with it, then Doug LaMalfa doesn't have a job. Now,
but only if you get the people to get out and vote and make a difference, and that's where we fall down. There's so few of us getting involved in the debate and the discussion.
And here's the other thing,
I guarantee you walk out of here and ask the first 10 people you run into how he voted on anything. First off, 9 of them won't even know who he is. That's the problem.
Well, that is a problem. So, but the other part of this is that it's when he votes, when he explains why he votes. You've got to, you know, you have to be able to understand it. You know, here's, I had somebody from the other side of the political spectrum talking about LaMalfa. And they're painting him with the Tea Party brush. They're saying, oh, you know, he is so reactionary. He is a Tea Party guy, and he needs to reach out to, you know, to the middle. And yet you get the Tea Party people are just hammering him. Because he is, you know, he is voting on these things, which is kind of a left-wing type of vote, as far as they're concerned, to giving up the powers. So, you know, here's a guy that he's got both sides of them are just hammering him, looking at him from both sides and pointing fingers at either in both sides.
And here again, we accept the premise. We accept the premise because when they throw out, I mean, I had somebody say to me the other day, a very good friend who said, well, you know, my son was talking about getting a concealed weapons permit and this state of Jeffers thing. And I told him, you know, those are just the Tea Party people and a bunch of rednecks. And I said to him, very good friend, whoa, wait a minute. In that description, I am one of those Tea Party people, rednecks, that you're referring to. And why are you telling your son that's a bad thing to be? You know what I'm saying? It's a title they've hung on us that somehow there's something wrong with being a member of the Tea Party or a redneck. Come on, that's conservatism. We're not necessarily all of us Republicans anymore.
No.
We're conservatives. We believe in a smaller government. We believe in our Constitution. And we believe in our rights as a citizen of the United States. That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. And it doesn't make you a conservative or a liberal to believe in the Constitution of our United States. It doesn't make you that. And as soon as you start hanging names
labels
on people,
labels.
You know what? This is what you dehumanize people. When you call, you know, African Americans the N-word, when you call Arabs or Middle Easterns other words, and, you know, just saying, you know, and calling white people, you know, crackers and all these kind of things, they dehumanize people. And when you dehumanize them, then you don't have to argue with them. Because they aren't really worth your time to explain things to.
Well, we don't want to hang mislabels on them, but we don't want to go so far in our political correctness that we don't offend anybody by what we say.
Becoming, because as we all know, and this is what Craig's writing, conservatives are all racist, homophobic bigots that are mouth-breathing idiots. And all gun owners are amosexuals who want to kill.
Well, I'm one of those people hanging on to my guns and my religion.
We're going to take a break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Did I already do this? 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee with Espresso Joe's. Great drinks, cold drinks, different types of beer, wines, everything in Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium up here in Northern California in a walk-in humidor. That'll just knock your socks off. All this tobacco and brew, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 82 degrees going up to 106 today.
Drive it at Redding Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Redding Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval of credit ends 9/8/15.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, July the 16th. It's 85 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. It's going to be hot tomorrow. It's going to kind of cool down a little bit over the weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Weather reports are. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, I want to talk about an event that's going on Saturday, July 18th. VFW Post 1934 is putting on wine, whiskey, cigars, and brew. Down at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. It's going to be great. Tickets are $10. And you get food by the Asphalt Cowboys. They're going to have tri-tip down there. Live and silent auctions, gift baskets. They're going to have 5 guns that are being raffled, barbecue, drinks, everything that you possibly could want is going to be in one spot, including cigar girls. Will be out there delivering. And all types of people are involved in this. Healing Waters, of course, is a veteran, not an organization, but helps veterans out of the Shasta County, Trinity, or Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers. Helps veterans helps them relieve maybe anxieties they have. One Safe Place is involved in this because this is the where the money's going to. The money they raise is going to Healing Waters and One Safe Place. And great thing. But it's going to be a super time. It goes from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday, July 18th. Make sure you're there. I'm going to be there. Linda's going to be there. We're going to have a great time, and I'm going to sit out there and enjoy myself. All right. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Always good to hear you, Trish. I love your Thursday program.
Thank you, Billy.
I wouldn't miss it. But listen, a couple of quick points. Congratulations to Boyce Muse, number one. Good friend. I've worked with him for years. Secondly, I don't know why this guy Graham, as the prime suspect in the missing child episode, was not interrogated for numerous days and just left to roost with the lights on him. He would have broke some information, and why he was released and let go. Again, that's a problem that we'll have to take up with our sheriff's department or court system or whatever, but that was a big mistake. He would have, even if we had to waterboard him, we could have got the information out of him. And secondly, as far as being politically correct, and that we, as Trish was saying, we got to speak up, it's time to play our Trump card. Thank you. Great show.
Okay. Thanks, Billy
Bob.
Time
to play the Trump card. I got it. Okay, thanks. Yeah. All right, Red. Good morning, Red.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, Red.
We can hear you.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to bring up a couple of quick points on the Duckamalfi issue with the TPA that seemed to be getting glossed over. Number one, the people that are hammering Mr. LaMalfa on this, and I am one of them, I'm doing so because we have actually read the physical TPA. We're not referring to websites. We're not referring to talking points. I have read that actual document four times. I know exactly what's in it, and that's why I have a major issue with it. And the other thing that seems to be getting glossed over is there is a lot of people that are upset about the reaction of Congressman LaMalfa's office. They attempted to lobby people out of their position. They bullied a couple of people. And when your congressman refers to his constituents as hysterical and that they just look at too many websites, and implies that they are too unintelligent to grasp what he's talking about because they disagree with him, there's a problem.
And this is something I think needs to be asked to the congressman on Monday.
I think you're going to have standing room only on Monday at that. And I really encourage everybody to show up because this is the opportunity to hear right from Doug what he has to say and why he votes on different issues. Be there, ask the questions, and respectfully listen to his answers.
Yeah. And I see what Red's saying. And Red, you know, and Red is also, when LaMalfa does things, Congressman LaMalfa does things that he believes in the best interest of his constituents, Red will say that. And this is what I'm saying is, you keep kicking things and ignoring when they do right things and be kicking them when you think they're doing wrong things. Guess what? Pretty soon, they ignore. Totally ignore. Everything because they're going to say, it doesn't make any difference what I do. Doesn't make any difference what I do. They are never going to understand. They are never going to believe me. And so, you know, frankly, I don't care.
The atmosphere that they're exposed to back there is tremendous pressure. And I'm not speaking specifically of our congressman at this point. I've spent enough time around this system to know that you can very easily get sucked up in the atmosphere of what's happening back there. We know for a fact that if in fact they speak up and stand out and fight the good battle, they get hammered by their own party. There are rules, there are interrogations, there are training sessions that they're put through when they're got back there. You want a nice office, you want to be on committees, you want to do this and that and the other thing. There's no question that there's a lot of stuff to go through when you get into the
high. Well, and that's true, but...
And they're all impacted by it.
That, and I can't help but agree with that, but... We elected a representative to do what we, the people, who the majority that voted for him to do, is to respect what we believe in and for him to carry our message into Congress. And yes, you can be, you can take a look at it and say, you know what, this is something that has to be done, but then you need to explain it. Why did you vote for the TPA? You know, when Doug was on the show, he said why he voted for the TPA. He doesn't see it as a winner take all for Obama. He sees that there's checks and balances, and I'm just telling you what he said. Go back and listen to the show. I think it was a couple of Fridays ago. About why he did that, and he spoke a long time about that. The TPP is a different thing. He has to go down and read this in the bowels of the House of Representatives. No notes, nothing. And there's a lot of things to that. The Iranian deal is what a farce this is. I mean, the whole thing is when Obama said it, and it was a lie that we have open inspections at any time. He said that. It was a Washington Post came out and said it. That's a lie. It's not true. They have 23 days to let you in to a spot, and they may not do that. And you say, oh, well, we're going to just put sanctions on them. They're already going to have $150 billion that's going to be released.
Carl,
it's just, the whole thing is.
The fact that your president has lied to you should not come as any surprise. Do you remember Obamacare? You can keep your doctor. You can keep your medicine. You're going to have your life insurance. Your insurance is going to go down. Blatant, absolute lies, every one of them. That's been proven repeatedly. Do we do anything about it? I don't know. We don't seem to hold him accountable for anything. We can go on and on and on from the time the 6 years this man has been in office. There's one lie after another.
Well, there's where your congressmen and your Senate, finally, I mean, if the Republicans are in power, then they need to do that. And yes, and by the way, the remarks about the hysterical, people on it was made on our show. I know that. I remember him saying that. That this is what Doug, he did say that. He said there's people that are, it wasn't.
We are getting reactionary, and when we see people, and some of them rise to the top. I also recognize if you're just looking at the media, we don't hear about a lot of the things that our good Republicans are doing back there. What we do hear about is every time that the Republican Party takes on anybody that stands up against them.
Well,
and that's very vocal.
And that's vocal.
Look at the people and how they just the Republican Party beats them up.
Trish, Doug Lemoff is going to be here Monday at the Tea Party at 6 p.m. on Monday. This is a chance to get down and ask him these questions. Why did you do this? Give him a chance. Don't go in there with your mind closed. Listen to what the congressman says. I love you being here. Oh, I love you being here, Trish.
I enjoy Thursday.
I know, I do. Okay, hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Of presidential history today.
As part of his week-long focus on criminal justice reform, the president will meet with law enforcement officials and inmates at the El Reno Federal Correctional Institution in Oklahoma. It's a medium security facility that holds about 1,300 male offenders. Mr. Obama will be the first sitting president to visit a federal prison.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Mr. Obama argues that nonviolent drug dealers should get shorter sentences, but former White House Czar John Walters says anyone who sells a half million hits of cocaine deserves harsh punishment.
I guarantee you, if you move that much cocaine into a community, there are violent consequences to that in the users, in the behavior, and in the influence that has over people, many of whom are already out of control.
Walters tells the Salem Radio Network the president is leading a charge of disinformation.